ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय.
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 28, पुरंजना बिकम्स ए वुमन इन द नेक्स्ट लाइफ, पार्ट 7, पर्पोर्ट 2, वर्सेस 29 थ्रू 37.
गुरु मुख पद्म वाक्य. It is customary among Kshatriyas for a princess to be offered under certain conditions. For instance, Draupadi was offered in marriage to one who could pierce a fish with an arrow simply by seeing the reflection of that fish. Krishna also married one of his queens after conquering 7 strong bulls. The Vedic system is for a daughter of a king to be offered under certain conditions.
Vaidarbhi, the daughter of Vidarbha, was offered to a great devotee and powerful king. Since King Malayadwaja was both a powerful king and a great devotee, he fulfilled all the requirements. The name Malayadwaja signifies a great devotee who stands as firm as Malaya Hill, and through his propaganda makes other devotees similarly as firm. Such a Mahabhagavat can prevail over the opinions of all others.
A strong devotee makes propaganda against all other spiritual conceptions, namely jnana, karma, and yoga. With one's devotional flag unfurled, a strong devotee always stands fast to conquer other conceptions of transcendental realization. And whenever there is an argument between a devotee and non-devotee, the pure, strong devotee comes out victorious.
The word Pandya comes from the word Panda, meaning knowledge. Unless one is highly learned, one cannot conquer non-devotional conceptions. The word Para means transcendental, and Pura means city. The Parapura is Vaikuntha, the kingdom of God.
And the word Jai refers to one who can conquer. This means that a pure devotee who is strong in devotional service and who has conquered all non-devotional conceptions can also conquer the kingdom of God. In other words, one can conquer the kingdom of God, Vaikuntha, only by rendering devotional service.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is called Ajita, meaning no one can conquer Krishna, but a devotee, by strong devotional service and sincere attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can easily conquer Krishna. Lord Krishna is fear personified for everyone, but Krishna voluntarily agreed to fear the stick of Mother Yashoda. Krishna, God, cannot be conquered by anyone but his devotee. And such a devotee kindly married the daughter of King Vidarbha.
King Malayadwaja was a great devotee, and after he married the daughter of King Vidarbha, he gave her one nice daughter, whose eyes were black. Figuratively, this means that the daughter of King Malayadwaja was also bestowed with devotional service, for her eyes were always fixed upon Krishna. A devotee has no vision in life other than Krishna.
The 7 sons are the 7 processes of devotional service: hearing, chanting, remembering,
offering worship, offering prayers, rendering transcendental loving service, and serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Of the 9 types of devotional service, only 7 were immediately given. The balance, namely friendship and surrendering everything, were to be developed later. In other words, devotional service is divided into 2 categories, namely Vidhi Marga and Raga Marga. The process of becoming friends with the Lord and the process of sacrificing everything for Krishna belongs to the category of Raga Marga, the stage of developed devotional service. For the neophyte, the important processes are those of hearing and chanting, Sravanam Kirtanam, remembering Krishna, worshipping the deity in the temple, offering prayers, and always engaging in the service of the Lord, as well as worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. The word Yaviyasa indicates that these 7 processes are very powerful. After a devotee engages in the processes of Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, and is able to secure these processes, one can later become a devotee capable of rendering spontaneous devotional service, namely Sakyam and Atma Nivedanam. Generally, the great acharyas who preach devotional service all over the world belong to the category of Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. A neophyte devotee cannot actually become a preacher, so the neophyte is advised to execute devotional service in the 7 other fields, Shravanam, Kirtanam, etc. And if one can successfully execute these preliminary 7 items, then he or she can in the future be situated on the platform of Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. The specific mention of Dravada Desha refers to the 5 Dravada Deshas in South India. All are very strong in rendering the preliminary devotional processes, Shravanam Kirtanam. Some great acharyas like Ramanuja Acharya and Madhva Acharya also came from Dravada Desha and became great preachers. They were all situated on the platform of Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. As one Manu follows another, the cult of Krishna consciousness is being imparted, as confirmed in chapter 4 by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Imang Vivaspate Yogam Proktavan Aham Avyayam Vivasvan Manave Praha Manmur Ikshvakave Bravit. I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god Vivasvan, and Vivasvan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku. Vivasvan, the sun god, imparted Bhagavad Gita to one Manu, and this Manu imparted it to his son, who imparted it to yet another Manu. In this way, the propagation of Krishna consciousness is never stopped. No one should think that this Krishna consciousness movement is a new movement. As confirmed by Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, it is a very, very old movement, for it has been passing down from one Manu to another. Even among Vaishnavas, there may be some difference of opinion due to everyone's personal identity. But despite all personal differences, the cult of Krishna consciousness must go on. We can see that under the instructions of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his son Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj began preaching the Krishna consciousness movement in an organized way within the past 100 years. The disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati are all God brothers, and although there are some differences of opinion, and although we are not acting conjointly, every one of us is spreading this Krishna consciousness movement according to his own capacity and producing many disciples in order to spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. As far as we are concerned, we have already started this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and many thousands of Europeans and Americans have joined this movement. Indeed, it is spreading like wildfire. The cult of Krishna consciousness, based on the 9 principles of devotional service, will never be stopped. It will go on without distinction of caste, creed, color, or country. No one can check it. The word bhokshyate is very important in this section. Just as a king gives protection to his citizens, devotees, following the principles of devotional service, will give protection to all the people of the world. The people of the world are very much harassed by so-called religious principled swamis, yogis, karmis, and gyanis. And none of these can show the right way to become elevated to the spiritual platform. There are primarily 4 parties spreading devotional service all over the universe. These are the Ramanuja Sampradaya, the Madhva Sampradaya, the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, and the Nimbarka Sampradaya. The Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya in particular comes from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All these devotees are spreading this Krishna consciousness movement very widely and giving protection to innocent people who are being so much embarrassed by pseudo-avatars, pseudo-swamis, pseudo-yogis, and others. The name Agastya Muni is very significant. Agastya Muni represents the mind. The word Agastya indicates that the senses cannot act independently, and the word Muni means mind. The mind is the center of all the senses, and thus the senses cannot work independent of the mind. When the mind takes to the cult of bhakti, it engages in devotional service. The cult of bhakti, Bhakti Lata, is the first daughter of Malaya Dwaja, and as previously described, her eyes are always upon Krishna. Asita Ikshanam. One cannot render bhakti to any demigod. Bhakti can be rendered only to Vishnu, Sarvanam Kirtanam Vishno. Thinking the absolute truth to be without form, Mayavadis say that the word bhakti can apply to any form of worship. For if this were the case, a devotee could imagine any demigod or any godly form and worship that. This, however, is not the real fact. The real fact
is that bhakti can be applied only to Lord Vishnu and his personal expansions, swa-angsha. Therefore, bhakti lata is dridhavrata, the great vow. For when the mind is completely engaged in devotional service, the mind does not fall down. But if one tries to advance by any other means, such as karma yoga or jnana yoga, one will fall down. But if one is fixed in bhakti, he or she never falls down. Thus, from bhakti lata, the son Dhridhachyuta is born, and from Dhridhachyuta, the next son Idmavaha is born. The word Idmavaha refers to one who carries wood for burning in a sacrifice when approaching a spiritual master. The point is that bhakti lata, the cult of devotion, fixes one in his or her spiritual position. One so fixed never comes down, and one begets children who are strict followers of the shastric injunctions. As it is said in the Vedas, tad vigyarnartham sa gurum eva bigachchet samit pani srotriyam brahmanishtam. In the line of devotional service, those who are initiated are strict followers of the Vedic scriptural injunctions. Malayadwaja, the great king, was certainly a Mahabhagavata, topmost devotee. By executing devotional service, Malayadwaja begot many sons and disciples for propagating the bhakti cult, Sarvanam Kirtanam Vishno. Actually, the entire world should be divided among such disciples. Everyone should be engaged in preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness. In other words, when disciples are grown up and are able to preach, the spiritual master should retire and sit down in a solitary place to write and execute Nirjana Bhajan. This means sitting silently in a solitary place and executing devotional service. This Nirjana Bhajan, which is the silent worship of the Supreme Lord, is not possible for a neophyte devotee. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur never advised any neophyte devotee to go to a solitary place to engage in devotional service. Indeed, he has written a song in this connection. Dushtamani tumi kishera vaishnava pratishthara tare nijanera ghare tava harinama kevala khaitava. Oh, my dear mind, what kind of devotee are you? Simply for cheap adoration, you sit in a solitary place and pretend to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But this is all cheating. Thus, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur advocated that every devotee, under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, preach the bhakti cult, Krishna consciousness, all over the world. Only when one is mature can one sit in a solitary place and retire from preaching all over the world. Following this example, the devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, now render service as preachers in various parts of the world. Now they can allow the spiritual master to retire from active preaching work. In the last stage of the spiritual master's life, the devotees of the spiritual master
should take preaching activities into their own hands. In this way, the spiritual master can sit down in a solitary place and render nirjana bhajan. Just as in the vanaprastha stage, the wife follows the husband, similarly, when the spiritual master retires for nirjana bhajan, some of his advanced devotees follow him and engage in his personal service. In other words, those who are very fond of family life should come forward in the service of the spiritual master and abandon so-called happiness afforded by society, friendship, and love. A verse by Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur in his Guru Ashtaka is significant in this regard. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasada. A disciple should always remember that by serving the spiritual master, he or she can easily advance in Krishna consciousness. All the scriptures recommend that it is by pleasing the spiritual master and serving him directly that one can attain the highest perfectional stage of devotional service. The word Madhira Ikshana is also significant. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained in his Sandarbha that the word Madhira means intoxicating. If one's eyes become intoxicated upon seeing the deity, one may then be called Madhurekshana. Queen Vaidarbhi's eyes were very enchanting, just as one's eyes are Madhurekshana when engaged in seeing the temple deity. Unless one is an advanced devotee, he or she cannot fix one's eyes on the deity in the temple. We can definitely see that to advance in Krishna consciousness, one must control one's bodily weight. If one becomes too fat, it is to be assumed that he or she is not advancing spiritually. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur severely criticized his fat disciples. The idea is that one who intends to advance in Krishna consciousness must not eat very much. Devotees used to go to forests, high hills or mountains on pilgrimages, but such severe austerities are not possible in these days. One should instead eat only prasad and no more than required. According to the Vaishnava calendar, there are many fasts such as Ekadashi and the appearance and disappearance days of God and His devotees. All of these are meant to decrease the fat within the body so that one will not sleep more than desired and will not become inactive and lazy. Overindulgence in food will cause a man to sleep more than required. This human form of life is meant for austerity, and austerity means controlling sex, food intake, etc. In this way, time can be saved for spiritual activity, and one can purify him or herself, both externally and internally. Thus, both body and mind can be cleansed. Liberation means becoming free from the relativities of the world. Unless one is self-realized, he or she has to undergo the dual struggle of the relative world. In Bhagavad Gita it says, Matra sparshastu kaunteya, shitoshna sukha dukada, agama payino nityas, tangs tatikshasva bharata. Lord Krishna advises Arjuna to conquer all relativities through tolerance. Lord Krishna points out that it is the relativities, like winter and summer, that give us trouble in this material world. In the winter, we do not like taking a bath, but in the summer, we wish to take bath twice, thrice, or more times a day. Thus, Krishna advises us not to be disturbed by such relativities and dualities when they come and go. The common man has to undergo so much austerity just to become equipoised before dualities. One who becomes agitated by the relativities of life has accepted a relative position and must therefore undergo the austerities prescribed in the Shastras to transcend the material body and put an end to material existence. King Malayadvaja underwent severe austerities by leaving his home, going to Kulachala, taking bath in the sacred rivers, and eating only vegetables like stems, roots, seeds, flowers, and leaves, avoiding any cooked food or grains. These are very, very austere practices. In this age of Kali, it is very difficult to leave home and go to the forest or the Himalayas to adopt the processes of austerity. Indeed, it is almost impossible. If one is even advised to give up meat-eating, drinking, gambling, and illicit sex, one will fail to do so. What then would a person do if one went to the Himalayas or Kulachala? Such acts of renunciation are not possible in this age of Kali. Therefore, Lord Krishna has advised us to accept the Bhakti Yoga process. Bhakti Yoga will automatically liberate a person from the dualities of life. In Bhakti Yoga, Krishna is the center, and Krishna is always transcendental. Thus, in order to transcend dualities, one must always engage in the service of the Lord, as confirmed by Krishna at the end of chapter 14 in Bhagavad Gita. Mangchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati yaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature, and thus comes to the level of Brahman. So, if one is factually engaged in the service of the Lord, Bhakti Yoga, he or she will automatically control one's senses, one's tongue, and so many other things. Once engaged in the Bhakti Yoga process with all sincerity, one will have no chance of falling down. And even if one does fall down, there is no loss, for one's devotional activities may be stunned or choked for the time being. But as soon as there is another chance, the practitioner begins from the point where he or she left off. Recorded December 10, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Chakvapurnama Sheshamandalapati Shreining Sada Tuchava Bhutva Dina Ganesha Kau Karunaya Kautina Kampasrita Samritabdi Lahari Kalola Magna Mupu Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalaka Lahari Kalola Magna Mohu Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Chakvapurnama Shesha Mandalapati Training Sada Uchava Bhutva Gina Ganesha Kau Karunaya Kau Pina Kanta Sri Chau Gopi Bhava Rasamritabdi Lahari Kalola Magna Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
the six Goswamis of Vrindavan kicked off all association of aristocracy, seeing it as insignificant. In order to deliver the poor conditioned souls, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan accepted loincloths, treating themselves like mendicants. But they were always merged in the ecstatic ocean of the gopis' love for Krishna, and so they bathe always and repeatedly in the waves of that great ocean. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami.